Hey, it's Andy. Welcome or welcome back to the Brownsbridge Church podcast. At the end of this episode, please take a moment to download the Brownsbridge Church app, where you can access all of our recent message content, as well as find out more information about Brownsbridge Church. And the app is the easiest way to share this content with a friend. But most importantly, I hope the following presentation inspires you to take your next step in your faith journey.
Well, hey everyone, Adam Johnson, lead pastor of Brownsbridge Church here, and I want to welcome you to this special edition of the Brownsbridge Church podcast. We are all struggling in different ways during this pandemic, and a couple days ago I had the opportunity to sit down with our care team and talk to them about some of the things they've been encountering and some of the ways that our church is helping with those things. They are some unsung heroes on the Brownsbridge staff, and over the last several weeks, they have really stepped up in a big way. So I hope you enjoy this interview with our care team, and specifically, if you are struggling during this time, I hope it's an encouragement to you, and I hope that you won't hesitate to reach out. Here we go.
Well, hey, everyone. I am really excited to get to introduce you to some of our amazing staff members. You may not see them in the hallways on a Sunday morning like you do our Upstreet staff or Womber or Transit, but they are some unsung heroes at Brownsbridge. Three of our care team are joining with me today. We've got Brad Smith, who is the director of care. Wayne Turner is the director of our MoneyWise ministry, and then Kim Forns is the director of Renew, and handles all of our counseling referrals as well. And as you can imagine, this care team has really had to step up over the last few weeks as we've been in the middle of this pandemic, and people are struggling in some ways that they weren't struggling 2 or 3 months ago. And I just wanted to spend a few minutes and allow you to have the chance to hear from them and see kind of what Brownsbridge is doing to come alongside and serve people in our community. So thank you guys so much for joining us today. Would love to start and just hear from you all of what you're seeing in terms of what people are experiencing during these days. I know, you know, we all have people that are close to us that are struggling in some way. We've got family members, friends that we're keeping in touch with, but from your seat, what are you seeing that people are experiencing or struggling with during these days?
I would say, Adam, that we've really seen a range of things from people who are honestly just afraid of what's going on, or afraid of getting sick for various reasons, afraid for family members. There's a couple of things that stand out in particular, really just the emotional and the financial things. And Kim and Wayne work specifically with those things and are seeing a whole lot more different things and various things relating to the COVID-19. And I'll let them speak to what they're seeing in those areas since they work specifically with that.
Sure. Well, thanks, Brad. I know we are in uncharted territory here because I've been in the banking business for 35 years in my past, and I've never seen anything quite like this. So one thing I would encourage you, I know that everyone's anxious. Finance is a big number one cause of a lot of stress in people's lives, and we're here to help you in any way we possibly can. If you're feeling too much pressure or if you get too anxious about things, please contact us. We'd love to kind of guide you through some of this. We have some great mentors that are available to answer questions to help guide you through maybe some financial decisions that you're going to have to make in the next 30, 60, 90 days. Also understand that your creditors and the people on the other side of this, of the desk from you, they've not been in this situation before either. So, and they don't want to do harm to you. They want to help you get through this. They don't want to repossess all of our assets and things that we worked so hard to accomplish. And I know that creates a lot of stress for a lot of folks. And so there's ways that we can approach it that we can hopefully work through these issues and the difficulties that you're going to come in contact with. We have a lot of resources on our website that you can go to. There's a lot of local resources. And again, your creditors are waiting to hear from you. If you're struggling, please contact them. They'll try to work with you. They'll try to maybe defer some payments or some interest or help you in any way that they can. The good thing about the situations that we know that we've dealt with in the past is that God's got this. I know you're anxious. I know you're fearful. And we don't know what tomorrow brings. We don't know how long this is going to last. But we know who's in charge of all of it. So we're here as a church to comfort you and to walk with you. And we're all going to get through this together. So just let us know how we can help. If you just want to bounce something off of us, a question, a financial issue, anything that you may have, please feel free to call us. We're here for you.
That's a great help, Wayne. Yeah. And your experience in the banking industry has been invaluable to so many in our church, specifically our staff. I know leans into you a lot as well. Have you, I know you said you've never seen anything like this. Is there and you may be hearing my kids scream in the background right now. I'm hearing it very loudly. So, but is there a time that you could point to that would, I mean, what's the closest thing to what we currently or what we're currently experiencing from a financial standpoint?
I would say the most difficult time was back in 08, 09, 10, which has not been that long ago when the real estate market crashed and that whole fiasco came about. It was a very difficult time. And I think looking back on it, that's where the creditors and your folks that hold your mortgages have walked through this and understand it is not in anyone's best interest for them to own all of our properties. So I think they're going to work with us. They're going to try to get us through this with the least damage as we possibly can to anybody and everybody. So again, be honest, be open, tell them, call them, talk to them. If you need some guidance, please call me. I'll be glad to walk you through some thoughts, and we'll go from there.
That's great. Kim Forns, as I mentioned earlier, she handles all of our counseling referrals when someone needs a process, something they're going through in life. We have a handful of counselors that are in private practice all throughout the community that we have vetted, that our church has vetted, and we kind of put our stamp of approval on those counselors. And Kim acts as a liaison to get people connected with those counselors. She also runs our Renew Ministry, which is an incredible, one of the most incredible things we do as a church is Renew Mentoring. So Kim, can you just speak to kind of the mental / emotional turmoil that people are experiencing these days? What are you seeing from your seat?
Absolutely. Well, thanks, Wayne. I totally agree with Wayne. And yeah, we are definitely here for you. And anything that you need, just reach out and let us know. But, you know, main thing that we're seeing, we're all in this together. And I think we've got a lot more in common than not, because all of us are experiencing anxiety, increased anxiety, concern. I'm hearing a lot of people, each day is different. Sometimes even within that day, they're struggling with, you know, you might be afraid one minute and angry the next, and then perfectly, you know, feeling pretty good the next of that, you know. So honestly, it's just a matter of, you know, realizing that you need to reach out to somebody. If you're feeling really, you know, afraid or really struggling, that it's important to talk to somebody. Reach out to your friends, to your family, especially if you're all alone and having to be at home by yourself, to let other people know what you're going through. And you might be surprised that more people are feeling exactly the same way. This is uncertain times. And as Wayne said, none of us have ever been through anything like this before. So if you're really feeling some things you've never felt, you know, it's important to have a routine, to stay connected to other people, take care of yourself. You know, make sure you're eating healthy. If you can get outside and social distance and everything and take a walk or even just sit out on your back porch on these sunny days, things like that just really can make a huge difference. But again, as you know, we want you to know that we're all here for you. If you're feeling that there are some things that you really want to talk to a professional about, or even one of us or one of the pastors, you know, we're happy to do that. I can connect you with a counselor. We have a way to do that through our website, brownsbridge.org. On that main page, if you scroll down, there's a little section there to click on need help and resources. So there's everything from how to some ideas about what this looks like for people and the healthy tips to help you cope during, you know, this pandemic that's going on, as well as how to request a counseling referral. That information, you can either search it yourself on our referrals website, or I can help you do that. I'm also happy to speak with you, as is anyone on our care team, and to help you process some things and what you're going through and how to best direct your next steps of what you might need. Renew is another way of doing that. And we are pairing people in Renew. It's a one-on-one mentoring that we have as well. And we're actually doing that where people are meeting through Zoom calls like this one-on-one. So that's another thing that we have available. Again, that information is also on that main page under Need Help. If you scroll down through that, you'll also see some articles and some other great things to help you process this. But again, the main thing is to just know that we're here for you. We care about you. We want to talk with you and help in any way we can to get you connected and to help you to realize, you know, hey, we're all in this together and we want to help in any way we can.
That's really good, Kim. Thank you for sharing. Mm-hmm. And Wayne, Wayne mentioned earlier just some of the financial help, financial advice, and some of the things that we're offering through MoneyWise. Those can also be accessed through the website as well. So if your question or your need is emotional and mental, you can click through the website. Same thing as if your issue or your struggle is financial or you need some advice around that, you can go through the website as well. Any last encouragements or advice you would give, you know, while we have the time, you know, let's say someone's out there, they're struggling. They haven't talked to anyone. They haven't taken any steps to get help, but they're just, you know, they're going through the motions. They're doing homeschooling. They're trying to keep life moving forward. But they're also having some anxiety, some fear, stress, and they're being weighed down by that. Any advice for them? What would you encourage them to do?
Adam, I would say be intentional. I mean, just like Kim said, talk to other people. I think one of the things that we see in care very often is when people are going through some financial struggles or they're going through some emotional, they're maybe going through a divorce or marriage problems. When they get into a group or get into a mentoring situation, they find out that they're not crazy. Other people think the same thing. Other people have the same struggles. And so I would say be intentional in reaching out to others. Maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a coworker. Schedule some Zoom calls with a group of friends or family. Just do something to reach out and talk to people and express what you're feeling. I think you'll find that you're not the only one, and it helps. There's just a tremendous amount of comfort in knowing that other people are thinking the same thing that you are, and it kind of releases that burden to have someone share that with you. And so I would say be intentional about that. The other thing Kim mentioned is just exercise. You know, when you sit inside all day, like some people are having to do right now, that does not help. Be intentional about getting out and doing that.
That's great. Yeah. A couple of days ago, I heard someone describe their experience and they said, you know, now that their phone is not ringing, now that they're not, producing a lot through work, that they have this feeling of insignificance. And to hear them describe their experience helped me so much because it describes so much of what I'm feeling during these days as well. So that connection and being able to talk and share, even just talk to anybody is so important during these times. You don't want to keep it in. You don't want to go silent. You don't want to go dark. And that's what I wanted everyone to hear today from you all is that Brownsbridge is here for you. Our care staff is here for you. And we would love to help you in any way that we possibly can. So please don't hesitate to reach out. Kim, Wayne, Brad, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to be with us today. And thank you for what you have always done to help care for the folks at Brownsbridge so well. Have a great day.